V'yuvanzeh. Okay, so we continue. So to understand this idea of how is it that, why is it really this way? That the powers of the neshama that are vested in the body are limitless, even though they're inherently limited, they're still limitless in this, that they have the ability to trigger, excuse me, the koiches makifim of the neshama, the infinite powers of the soul. Why is that? So v'yivin zeh ba'agdem sh'abir b'dik lashon ha'kasav le'nifleisim m'mcha, m'mcha dafka. Because the diuk, the question, in the words of the pasuk, lo yneflesi, it's not wondrous from you. And as we explained, memcha dafka, from you as a Jew, it's not far. Who gam la hapirish? Now he's going back. See, till now he was discussing the meaning of this statement. If we're going to assume the pirish of the Ramban, that mitzvah hazayis is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. Notwithstanding the loftiness of tshuva, nevertheless, it's not far from you. Why is it not far from you? Because it's in Nishmas Yisrael, we give it all. Okay. He says, however, we mentioned the beginning that mitzvah hazayis also is referring to all mitzvahs, according to the other pirish. So he's now going to analyze the other pirish, and he's going to, from there, he's going to extrapolate certain ideas that he's going to apply also to the pirish of tshuva. So he's cross-referencing both these pirushim in order to develop a point, okay, in regards to tshuva. But he's going to compare it to what we'd say if we're saying that this mitzvah is referring to all the mitzvahs. Is gamla pirush is also according to the explanation sham mitzvah zeis kara klolus hamitzvahs is referring to all the mitzvahs. The gamla pirush there, even according to that pirush, hamitzvah zeis hu bebchenas pela. In other words, even according to the regular pirush, that mitzvah zayis is referring to all the mitzvahs, it is, now again, let's generally understand one thing. We mentioned in the beginning that if we're going to compare tshuva to all the other mitzvahs, which one is higher? Tshuva is higher, because tshuva can correct all the mitzvahs. So if tshuva is related to peleh and richuk, right? And so he says, but it's not only tshuva. All the other mitzvahs are also peleh and richuk. Are also Pela, wondrous, and also Rich. In other words, even though they are lower than Tshuva, it doesn't mean that they're not Pela, they're not a wonder, and they're not Richuk, they're not distant. They are distant, and they are Pela. It's only that Tshuva is even more Pela, and even more Richuk, more distant, and of a greater distance. Why? Kamuva liel, as we said earlier, Mahamayimah. Shagam kol ha-mitzvahs lihiyoysam ratzen ha-elyon, since all the mitzvahs are the supernal will, shalamayla mahatam, all mitzvahs are the supernal will that are higher than reason. So therefore, hem b'pchenas pela v'richuk. They are pela, they are a wonder, and they're distant. Because remember we said earlier, the whole Seder Ishtalshalos, the order of progression of worlds, begin in the world of intellect. In Chachma, that's where Ishtalshalos begin. That's where the building blocks of creation begin. Anything that's beyond reason, anything that's beyond Chachma, is richuk, is far from the creation. Since the mitzvahs are what? Are Hashem's will that is higher than reason. So the mitzvahs belong to Keser, the crown. That's what we also learned many times, that 613 mitzvahs plus the 7 rabbinic commandments are 620, which is Gematria Keser. Because they're connected, generally, the realm of Torah and mitzvahs, because that's the whole point of Torah and mitzvahs. There is a creation, and then there is the beyond the creation. And Torah and mitzvahs give us the ability to connect the beyond creation to the creation, to bring the tomorrow, it's going to be tomorrow's Tanya, that the 613 mitzvahs are called Terach Amudei Or, they're called pillars of light, because they connect, just like a pillar connects the roof to the floor. So too, this connects the roof, which is the infinite, to the earth. Now, so he says, L'yoysam ratzen elyon shalamay l'ma'atam, it's higher than all reason. He'mibchin is pele v'rich, elah, from you as Jews, it's not far, because Hashem gave us the ability to do Torah, learn Torah, do mitzvahs, even though these are things that are really infinitely higher than us. Okay. Now we can say, this that he uses the both lashons, nefles v'rachayka, nefles and rachayka, pel and rachayk. In as much as this refers to all of Torah, see, earlier we spoke how this refers to tshuva. And he explained that tshuva, the lower tshuva is richuk, and the higher tshuva is pela. Because the lower tshuva is arich, is the lower part of keser. The lower tshuva comes from the chai of the neshama. And therefore it's relating to the lower makif, which is erech an. The higher tshuva comes from the yechida of the neshama. And therefore it's relating, which is makif harochik, the distant makif. That's why it's relating to the higher makif, atik yom. That's what he explained in regards to tshuva. Now, he says, in as much as we're speaking about all the mitzvahs, there's also these two in yana, but on a lower level. In which sense? He explains. Ki b'mitzvahs yeshnei in yana. See, in tshuva we have two in yana, because in tshuva there is the lower tshuva and the higher tshuva. Now, how do we have it in mitzvahs too? Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, referring to all mitzvahs, are not rochek and not pele, which we said they are rochek and they are pele, but from you it's not. So, what are the two dimensions in mitzvahs that we should refer to them as Pella and Rachuk? Why is that? Because in mitzvahs, there's two things. Zesha mitzvahs hem ritzayna yizbarach. What is the mitzvah in essence? Every mitzvah is Hashem's will, Hashem's desire. That's one aspect of mitzvahs. Ratzin shalamayla matam. A ratzin that is higher than reason. V'zeh, but there's another thing to mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs take on a reason. Because you ask, mitzvahs have an explanation. We say, we're always asking, why do we do this? Why do we do that? And we give an explanation. There's so many tamim, we can call tamei ha-mitzvahs, the reason of the mitzvahs. What does it mean that there is a reason to a mitzvah? So based on what we're learning in Chassidus, we find that. And generally, I'll say, here's another thing. We also know that there's two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are called chukim, and chukim means statues that we don't know the reason. And then there are mitzvahs called mishpatim, which are the mitzvahs that we do know the reason. So there's mishpatim and there is chukim. So simply the way most people understand it is that that every mitzvah has a reason. If you ask a regular person on the street, any Jew, say, does the mitzvah have a reason? Of course, God would tell you something. What do you mean? Hashem would give you something that doesn't have a reason? Of course it has a reason. Hashem has to make sense, no? He must be making sense. He can't be asking you to do something that doesn't make any sense. So until you start learning Chassidus and you realize that the whole realm of sense is a limitation, and compared to, but it's a very hard element to grasp. You say, "What do you mean? It's a craziness? He wants something for no reason?" Okay. So every person on the street will tell you that mitzvahs have a reason. What's the difference then of chukim and mishpatim? Mishpatim are reasons that we can understand, and chukim have a reason that we don't understand. But Hashem has a reason. That's the regular difference in chukim and mishpat. In Chassidus, however, we learn that, no. All the mitzvahs, all of them, from the beginning to the end, first of all, two things. First of all, even the mishpatim that have a reason. The reason that we know is not the ultimate reason, because Hashem has a reason. And Hashem's reason is unfathomable to us. So even the mitzvahs that we know the reason, that's not the full reason. That's the little bit of the reason that came into human reasoning. Hashem brought the mitzvah down to a place that we can also have some kind of grasp in his reason. But really, the mitzvah above it has Hashem's chachma, and Hashem's wisdom is unknowable. That's the mishpatim. And that's why the mishpatim and the chukim are really equal, because both of them have a reason that are not known. The difference is only the mishpatim contracted themselves to a level of human reasoning, and then we can understand it, garb themselves in a reason that we can understand, and the chukim remained on the level of reason that is godly, but not on the level of human reasoning. Okay, so But the mishpatim also have reasons that we don't understand. Because whatever we know is but a tidbit of a tidbit and not a crumb of a crumb of a crumb of the reason, not Hashem's reason. Okay, that's number one. But then Chassidus comes and takes it a step further. It says like this. In truth, all the mitzvahs, the mishpatim and the chukim, Hashem really desires them not because of the reason. He wants them because he wants them. And that level of the mitzvah is infinitely higher than any reason. Because any reason, even a godly reason, is already some kind of a definition. And Hashem's will, which is just because he wants, is infinitely higher than that. So all mitzvahs, chukim and mishpatim, are essentially the desire of Hashem that transcends all reason. Then, those very, 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 very infinite wills of Hashem, desire of Hashem, invest itself in Seder Ishtalshalos, meaning as they start coming down to the world, they get dipped into reason. And that is mishpatim, come into reason. And chukim also come into reason. Because even the chukim that we don't know the reason, Hashem has a reason. Not because chukim, and again, let's understand, explain it. Not because the essence of it is because of a reason. The essence is not because of a reason. Hashem desires every mitzvah with a ratzon shelamayla matam, higher than reason. Then, let's just understand this correctly. All the mitzvahs, all 613, chukim and mishpatim, enclose themselves in reason. Whose reason? Hashem's reasoning. Tamim that Hashem knows. And on that level, no one can comprehend any of them. Not the chukim, and neither the mishpat. So here we have already two levels of mitzvahs. There is a level of desire, where it's even beyond godly reasoning. Then the Torah and mitzvahs come down into the realm of reason. It's Hashem's reason. And then we don't understand not the mishpatim, and neither the chukim, because they're all on a level of divine reason. And then, stage number three, the mishpatim come down one step further. They come down into human reasoning. The chukim remain in godly reasoning, in Hashem's reasoning, and don't come into human reason. How do we know that chukim also descend from the level of will to the level of reason? Maybe chukim don't have any reason at all. Maybe the chukim remain just as desire beyond reason. You know that from two things. You know that from Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, to you I will reveal the reason of Parah Aduma. So you see that Parah Aduma, which is the chayk of all chukim, has a reason. And also the fact that Shlomo HaMelech attempted to understand it. Shlomo HaMelech said, Echkema, I will research it, v'hi d'chayk ha'mimeni is this. Now if it's not at all within the realm of reason, so why is he trying to, why was he probing the reason of Parah Aduma if Parah Aduma doesn't have a reason? The answer is Parah Aduma was also invested in reason, but in godly reason, not in human reasoning. And that's why this is a mitzvah that Shlomo HaMelech attempted, but then he couldn't. So now he says, that's the meaning of what we say, that the mitzvahs are loy nefleisehi mimcha v'loy rechaykehi mim. Pele and richuk. We explained earlier that a wonder is higher than richuk. Richuk means it's far, not wondrous, but very, very far. Pele means it's beyond. It's a wonder. You don't have any. As it applies to mitzvahs, it's like this. The level of the mitzvahs where the mitzvahs are Hashem's will, higher, be prior to their enclovement in any reasoning, investor in any reasoning, that's the level of keser. Then the mitzvahs are pele. They're on the level of pele. When the mitzvahs come in to chachma, as the will, it's like a person has... Just understand this. It's like a person who has a desire something which is a mishagas. What do I mean mishagas? It's just a desire without any explanation. And then they justify it with a reason. But the justification of the reason doesn't really cover on the desire. They try to make themselves make sense. And then, how do you know that? So they could sort of, they give some kind of a reason, but the reason is not really the reason of the desire, because even when you negotiate with them and you show them that the reason is that in this case the reason doesn't apply, they still want it. So you see that the will is not being triggered by the reason was only a cover-up for an essential mishigas, right? Something that you want because you want it. So he says like this, on the level of mitzvahs, where mitzvahs are Hashem's reason, will beyond all reason, that's pele. When the mitzvahs come into divine reasoning, then, in chachma, then it's called rachuk. So that's pele and rachuk as it applies to all mitzvahs. As it applies to tshuva, it's on a higher level. Because over here, the rachuk, let's understand why. Over here, the rachuk is in chachma. Chachma is called rachuk. Why? Because it's godly reasoning. It's higher than our reasoning. It's Hashem's reasoning, so it's called rachuk. And keser is called pele, because over there is beyond reason completely. But by tshuva, we learned the two levels of pele and rachuk are the two levels of keser. Even the rachuk is not reason, it's not chachma, because tshuva is not at all shaykh to chachma. Tshuva is in Keser. In Keser itself, there's the Chitzonius of the Keser, the outer part of the Keser, and the Pnimius of the Keser, Atik Yomen. So that's where the Pella and the Richuk is. So you have both of them. All mitzvahs have a level of Pella and a level of Richuk, and Tshuva has a level of Pella and Richuk, but on a higher level. Let's see it inside. Shegam, again, Shegam kol ha-mitzvahs, Yesh Loimar, oh, let's read, no, sorry. The Zesh ha-ayim ha-beiz l'shoynis nefleis v'rechoyke hi ki b'mitzvahs yeshnei inyonim. Zesh ha-mitzvahs and ritzoyne yizbarach, rotzen shalamay l'matam, a rotzen, a will that's higher than reason. V'zeh shalachrei sharotzen islabish b'chachma d'toyram. After the chachma, the rotzon invested itself in wisdom, in it. Nitoisiv gam tam l'chol mitzvah. A reason was added to every mitzvah. Even the chukim, they also have a reason. As he brings over here, shegam ha-mitzvah the chukim yesh lahem tam b'chachma shalamayla. There is a reason, not in our world. That's why Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti echkama b'negei l'paraduma. So you see, why did he say echkama? It's Ara 46. Why did he say echkama? He said echkama because there is reason. It's just beyond his reason. V'zehu, shnei ha-lashayno is the pela v'richuk. And this is the two lashaynos of pela. Taharotzen shebe mitzvahs, the will of mitzvahs. Li'yosa l'mala metam. Since it's completely beyond reason, hu pela. That's the level of pela. The tamei ha-mitzvahs, and the reasons of the mitzvahs. K'moy shehem mitzad ha-chochma d'toira. Not the reasons as they come down to us. Because the reasons of that they come down to him is lo rechoika. It's not far from us, because we can fathom it. But the reasons as they are in Hashem's mind, and our mind of a creation can never understand Hashem's mind. K'moy shehi l'mayla, as it is above, hem b'pchinas richuk. Then they are in a state of richuk. The hagam shegam tamei ha-mitzvahs, he's asking a question. Why don't we say that even on the level of Chachma it should be called Pele? When it's in Hashem's mind, it's also a Pele to us. It's a wonder because we can never grasp it. So why is it only Richuk, not Pele? So he's explaining. Because even though the Chachma, the reasons, as they are in God's mind, is utterly beyond our grasp, nevertheless, since Hashem's Chachma is a source for the Chachma in creation, so there is some kind of a relationship whatsoever, and of course, in a manner of zillions of separation, but there's still one is derived from the other. Our intelligence is derived, there is some similarity between the two. And that's why we can't say on it Pele. Pele means no relationship at all. It's a wonder. We use the word Richuk. It's far, very far. How far? Myriads of levels, but still there is a connection. So as he says, even though shegam tamei mitzvahs hem l'mayla m'avana d'seichel anushi, it's higher than human intelligence, makom makom, nevertheless, ha-chachma d'l'mayla hu makor l'chachma v'seichel ha-nevroim. It's a makor for the chachma of the nevroim. Elechein, hi loy nefleis m'seichel ha-nevroim v'rak rechoika mehem. It's not pele, it is rechoik. It is distant. Okay. Now, v'yesh l'haysev. So now, once we got that concept, v'yesh l'haysev, the ha-mitzviz v'ha-toyra, now he's really going to say something really wild. The ha-mitzviz v'ha-toyra, tamei ha-mitzviz, k'moy shehem mitzad atzmam. In truth, he says, if we to take this a step further, the Torah and the mitzviz as they are, based on what we're just learning now, we see that in mitzviz itself, there is various levels of them. There is the mitzvah in its original point, where it's originating from God as the will of God. He wants it because he wants. Then there is the mitzvah that it enters into divine reasoning, and that's already a step closer to the creation. It's dropped from Pele to the level of Richuk, and then it comes all the way down to a point where we can have a reason in it too. And then it's in our realm. Okay? Now, he says now, he's taking it a step further, and he says, you should know that even the mitzvah, when we call them Pele, or we call them Richuk, that's not Torah and Mitzvahs as they are in their true quintessential beginnings. Because in the true quintessential beginnings of Torah and Mitzvahs, we couldn't even describe to them any kind of description. Even Pele and Richuk, even that is a belittling to the Torah of what it really is. Because Torah and the Mitzvahs as they are in the truth of truths, even Pele, you can't say. Why? Because a wonder, when you say something is a wondrous, you're already, there is some kind of a you're wondered by that. That itself, yeah, you're affected by it. That itself has some kind of a, as he explained, let's see it inside. Ein, she says that the mitzvahs v'atayre kamoishahem etzad atzmam, as they are in their own. Ein shayach loymer aleim gam atayre de pele v'richuk. We can't even use the words pele and richuk. Ki loshen pele, because the word pele. Umekolshken loshen richuk. Richuk for sure, but even pele. Moire shahadavar amufle yeshle eze shayches l'hadavar shamufle mimenu. That the thing that is mufla, the thing that is wondrous, has some kind of shaykhis, some kind of connection to the thing that you're, that the one that is wondering about it. Two things that don't have any kind of correlation at all. Ein neifel aloshen pele. You don't even use the word pele. Ikamoy, as he gives an example. She'ein shaykh loymar. You can't say al svara sichlis. You can't say on an intellectual concept. You say this is such a deep concept. I'm trying to touch it all day and I can't touch it. It's so wondrous that as much as I'm trying to touch it, I can't touch it. What kind of silly thing are you saying? You can't even, meaning even to say that it is so, why? Because touch and intellect are not in the same realm. So to use even in an to try to explain an abstraction that you can't, this is so, you can say it's so deep I can't grasp it with my mind, you can say. But to say this is so deep that I can't touch it, what are you saying? They're not in the same frequency. It's not within the same realm of thing that he should even, which means to say even Pella shows on a, and he says in Tanya, he uses the word, if someone says about Hashem, he's saying that he's trying to bring out how God is not at all within the realm of reasoning. So he says, if someone says that God is so deep and so beyond that we can never grasp him, if someone says that, and he's trying to say how great Hashem is, that Hashem is so deep that no one can ever fathom him, is like saying that this concept is so deep that no one can pick it up. You can't pick it up. It's so heavy, you can't pick it up. It doesn't match, because it doesn't even belong within the same thing. Vipassazag, something that is physical, but it is a refined physical object, it makes sense to say, if you want to bring out how refined it is, or how ethereal it is, you can say you can't touch it. For instance, I'll give an example. If a person says that fire is what's called again, a very refined kind of a thing, that it's different than any, it doesn't have substance, and that's why you can't feel it. You can feel the heat, but you can't feel the fire. Or even better, sound. Sound is something that is of such a refined thing that you can't, the sound is here, but you can't touch it. That makes sense. Why? Why does it make sense? Because sound is within the realm of physical space, and the very proof is that the sound is here and it's not there, and it's not in the other room or down the block. But it's a very elegant, a very refined element. You can't, or a smell. I can't touch the smell. Okay, that is not such a, that's not a crazy thing to say. It's just saying that something that has a little more substance you can touch. This doesn't have the substance, so that's why you can't touch it. But you can't say it about an idea. You say this is such a deep idea that you can't touch it. Why can't you say it about an idea? Because an idea is not at all within the realm of space. You can say that, where is the idea? Is the idea is in this room or is in that room? Or that a concept is a concept. 2 + 2 = 4 everywhere. And it's not just everywhere. What do you mean? It's not that it's everywhere. 2 + 2 is everywhere. No, it's bechlal, not in that realm of spatial thing that it should be here or there. That's the idea. So he's saying, if you say that something is nifle, is wondrous, which means it is beyond, wondrous means it's beyond, that itself represents a relationship. Torah, the mitzvahs, he says, are not shayach to say, the way the mitzvahs are in the divine essence, by Hashem himself, where they originate, have so no relationship to all of creation and to all worlds, that you can't even say that the worlds, that it's far from them. You can't even say that it is a pele, it is a wonder, because that too is already expressing relationship. What then? It's only when the Torah and mitzvah start descending into the world, that's when in the descent, Hashem took the Torah from its essential oneness with Him, and transmitted it to the creation. So in the course of that transmission, the Torah comes into a level where it is pele, where it is a wonder from the creation. Then it goes down lower to a level where it is far from the creation. And then it goes down lower and lower till it comes down into the world that we can study it and we can learn it. That's the chiddush that he's saying over here. Again, that ikamoi she'ein shayach loymar al svar sichle shiniflas mechush hamishush. V'zehu, this that we say shatayre mitzvah sem richu kupela. Moshe Rabbeinu did say it's far and it's a wonder. He said loy niflay sahim emcha v'loy rechayka, which we explained earlier means it is pele. And it is rachik, it's just not rachik from you, but it is pel and it is rachik, right? It's after the Torah and mitzvahs already descended to have a shaychus to the world, then the haschalas hayirida, what's the beginning of the descent of the Torah? Chazal say that the Torah precedes the world 2,000 years, and which means not time, because there's no time, 2,000 levels. Oh. Is the very idea that we're saying that the Torah precedes the world means there's already a by Hashem himself, we don't say he precedes the world. He's kadma le'ol, not koidem. It's not, you can't even say kadem. Koidem means there is one and then comes the other. That expresses relationship. That Torah kamo yishihim etzad atzma. The Torah, as it is on its own, ain't a begeder alman klal. It's not in with the context of worlds at all. We can't even say about it that it's before the world. This that the Chazal say that the Torah is 2,000 years before the world. It's already the Torah in a descended state, in a lower state. Over here you can say it's before the world. The Yisera Mizu, not only can you say it's before the world, but also sheyesh shir b'hakdima. There's also a set amount of how much. It's already another level. First of all, even to say it's kadma li'olam with a billion levels is already showing a relationship. And then to define it with 2,000 is even more of a descent. So the Torah is coming through many, many levels. There's the Torah as it is, no relationship at all, even to say it's a pele, and therefore we can't say it's kod malayalam. Then the Torah comes down to be kod malayalam. And then another descent is, within the kodma, it becomes 2,000 years kodma. What? Oh, let's see. No, Ratzon is on the level already, Keser is already also a shaykhus to the world. It's kodma, it's a shaykhus. Alpayim shana, Ratzon is pele. But Pele is already a connection. What? Shaychus means it has already a relationship. And after that, yorda oid kama v'kama yiridus. The Torah descended more and more. Achanim shechalamata, till human brains can grasp it, speak about it, talk. U'bedargezu de Torah kamoshi la'achre yiridasa. Now, in this level of Torah, after the Torah descended, it's a general level. Because the level of Torah descending has many levels within it itself. Hakoilal is kama v'kama dargis pratis, that includes with it many, many levels. Ma'adarga de Torah shakad mali'olam, from the level where the Torah is higher than the world. Va'adla adarga de Torah shanim shachalamata, until the level of Torah as it made its way all the way down here. Pshat, remez, drush, soid, or the opposite, soid, pshat, till it gets down to pshat. Then you can say on the Torah that it's Pele V'Richuk. Now we're saying, so he just explained that even after all the Yiluyim that will say what Pele means and what Richuk means, that's not That's not the Torah itself. That's already on the way down. Now he's taking it. He says, but what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, this mitzvah, loy nefleis v'loy rechoik. Meaning, even though the Torah is b'pchenas pele, it comes from keser, and it comes from rechuk, nevertheless, loy nefleis mimcha, from you as a Jew, it's not far. Because Hashem gave us, as we learned earlier, Hashem gave us access to that which is essentially inaccessible and unreachable. He gave us a connection to the level of keser and so forth, that what is pele, mimcha, from you, it's not pele. From you, it's not rechuk. So now, here's the clinch. He says, when Hashem gave us the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not pele from you, it's not only referring to the Torah as it is b'pchenas pele, or the Torah as it is b'pchenas rechuk. Even the Torah, as it is one with the infinite one, with the essence of Hashem himself, even that is mimcha from you, it's not distance. Meaning not only the Pella and the Richuk of Torah is connected to you. You as a Yid have a shaychus and a connection to the Torah as the Torah is, and a level that we can't even say Pella on it. You can't even say wonder, because Hashem has given us all the levels of Torah when he gave us by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah completely as it is by him. Meaning to say, we won't ever fathom that. We don't understand that. We don't see it. We don't experience it. But it's there in the Torah that we study. It's contained. And when we're learning Torah, we're connecting to that levels of godliness, even though we don't know about it. But it's there. That's what he's saying. The Yesh Loima, we can say, what? Because yeah, that's right. The Yesh Tcha, that one. The Yesh Loima, we can say, the Zesh Oimer Loi Neflei Sehim Emcha, V'loi Rechoi Kehi, the Torah is not distant, not far. HaKavana B'zeh, what's the Kavana? It's to the Torah mitzvahs when the Torah mitzvahs are in a level of pele and richuk. V'gam la Torah mitzvahs, and also to the Torah mitzvahs kamoisha hem mitzad atzmam, as they are prior to their descent, prior to any kind of a descent. Koydim yuridasam, sha'oz ein shayach loymer aleim gam a Torah the pele v'richuk. We can't even use the term pele, wonder, and richuk and distance. Shegam dar gezu the Torah mitzvahs loy neflesi mimcha. Even this level is not far from you. V'loy rechoiki. Why? Ki b'matan Torah nitnu liYisrael kol hadargis the Torah. We say it when we say the bracha on the Torah. We say v'nosan lanu es Torah soy. He gave us his Torah. He didn't give us our Torah. He didn't give us a watered down version. He gave us his Torah. The Torah, as it means to him, that's what he gave to us. Gam adarge the Torah kamoshi him etzad atzma. Even the level of Torah, as Torah is on its own, lifnei yiridasa, prior to its descent, liyashaychas la'olam, is to have a connection to the world. Va'adlo eraisa v'kutcha biruchu kulachad. Even the level of eraisa and Hashem are completely one. Even that level, he gave to us when he gave us the Torah. V'hine, now, if that is true, according to the Pirush, that mitzvah hazois is referring to tshuva. I'm sorry, referring to all the mitzvahs, the Ramban's Pirush. Now, also according to Rashi's Pirush, that what? That mitzvah hazois loy nefleisim emcha, the loy rechoikim emcha is referring to tshuva. So when we say that tshuva is not nefleis and not rechoik, it's referring to all the levels of tshuva. Even tshuva in its most quintessential state, because in general, tshuva is even higher than Torah mitzvahs. Because that's what we learned earlier. That's why he can correct the blemishes of Torah mitzvah. So whichever level we are going to find the Torah in, tshuva is a notch higher than that. Because tshuva can rectify. So, but just like in Torah mitzvah, when we're saying loy nefleis v'loy rechoik, we're referring to not just the level of pele and richuk, but we're referring to every whatsoever level you're going to find in Torah mitzvah. As far as we're going to explore, and we're going to uncover a deeper level of the Torah, and a deeper level, and a deeper level, even that is connected, has a relationship to us. So the same is also is going to apply now to tshuva. Meaning to say, the zesha tshuva hayu bebchenas pele verichuk, this that tshuva is called pele and richuk. And as we said earlier, the pele and richuk of tshuva is higher than the pele and richuk of mitzvahs. But even that is kamoy sheyard aliyas nimshechas lamata, as tshuva was given to us, as tshuva be descended to become down to the Jewish people. But tshuva as it is in its essential state, you can't use the toyar, you can't use any defining element of pela and richuk. Now, even though the pela and the richuk of tshuva is a higher level of pela, it's a higher level of wonder, is higher than the pela and the richuk and the distance of every mitzvah. Because as we explained earlier, that the Pela and the Richuk of all of Torah mitzvahs is, that Pela is Ratzon, which is Keser, and Richuk is Chachma, which is a source to our Chachma, that's why it's called Richuk. But by Tshuva, but V'kivin Tshuva who Bebal HaRatzon, Tshuva is not the Ratzon, because the Ratzon was blemished. The only way we can fix the blemish is if we get to the emanator of the will, and from there elicit a new will, the Baal HaRatzon. Canal Siv Dalit, Muvan, it's understood. Shaha Pella Varichik de Tshuva, who Boifenaila Yoser, is even higher than the Pella and the Richuk of Torah Mitzvah. Makoma, come nevertheless. Mekivan Shaha Toyer Pella, since the Toar. Soif Kol Soif, as high as the Pella is, Soif Kol Soif, meaning at the very end, since Pella, Umakoshkana Toyer the Richuk, and definitely the meaning of Richuk, Gam Kamoisha Hu Betachlos Eiloi. Even as Pela and Richuk is in the epitome of its highest form, Moira, it indicates, Shahadavar Amufla Yeshla Eze Shaychas, that the thing has some kind of a connection. Ladavar Shemufla Mevena. That's why you're saying, like you said earlier, you can't say on wisdom that you can't touch it, because there's no relationship. And you have to say that there has to be some kind of a relationship. Lechain, therefore, Bahadarga de Tshuva Kamoshi Mitzad Atzma, in the level of Tshuva as it is, in its true source, ain shayach loyim aloshim pele verichuk. You can't say pele and richuk. Umasha kaser shamitzvah zoyis tshuva hu nefleis verichayka. And this that we say that it is nefleis and it is rachayk, that's tshuva ready on the lower level as it came down. Hula achra yiridas aliyus nemshachas lamata is already tshuva as it already is emerging outward to become accessible for the creations. The Yeshleimah. And now, so now we go. The Mashakas of Loinus Flesi Mimcha Veloi Rechaikihi. So now, just like we said by Torah, that the essence of Torah we can't even say Neflais, and we can't even say Rechaik. And even though we can't say Neflais and we can't say Rechaik, nevertheless, to you as a Yid, even that is accessible to you. So the same is in Tshuva. Even though we said now that the Pela and the Richuk of Tshuva, which is higher even than the Pela and the Richuk of Torah, nevertheless, that too is only on a level. That's not the essence. And the essence of Tshuva transcends even Pela and even Richuk. Now he's going to say that that too is accessible to us. Meaning, this that it says, Lo Nefleis Mechai Richuk, which HaKavana Bezeu, La Tshuva Kamoi Shehi Bepchenes Pela VeRichuk, to Tshuva as it is in the level of Pela and Richuk. And even tshuva in its purest, highest form, bibala rotzen, as it is in the willer of the will, shalamaylam atayr the pele verichuk, which is even higher than pele and richuk, shegam dargezu de tshuva, even that level of tshuva, loy nefleisi mimcha, loy rechayki, it's not far from you, v'zeu umasha kosev, ki amitzvah azoyis asher anoichi mitzavcha. It wants to show you how much Hashem is saying, how powerful you are as a Jew. Hashem is saying, ki ha-mitzvah azoyis, this mitzvah which is referring to the, according to Rashi, to tshuva. This, no, to, according to Ramban, it's referring to tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah azoyis, this mitzvah of tshuva, that is so exalted that it is nifleis, it is pele, and it is richuk. And as we're learning now, it's even more than pele. And it's even more than Rich. You can't say anything about it because it's so high. Even a Pella you can't say. Nevertheless, from you, you have access to it. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Ki ha-mitzvah zois asher anoichi mitzavcha. What does that mean? The mitzvah as it is emanating from anochi, from my very self, even higher than any Pella and higher than any Richuk. And even that, you as a Jew have a connection to it. Shagam ha-tshuva kamoishihi mitzad anoichi. Even the tshuva as it is on the level of anochi, Anoichi Misha Anoichi, the I, whoever I am, as the Zohar says, referring to God's very self. It's not far. What's the reason? Keep your mouth on Torah, because I'm. How do we have such connection to something so? See, the problem is that to us it's words. So the question is not even such a big. Yeah, you gave me. We don't realize how wondrous and how crazy this is that we have connections to things so high. Because to us, it's just words in the mimer. But we're talking about levels and levels and levels and levels and levels. Because even if we just speak about the worlds, they're endless. And here we're talking about levels that are. And nevertheless, from a little tiny human being made out of flesh and blood, he has access to all of it. Why? Because by Matan Torah, Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I, simply, it means, I am God, your God, I am your God. But according to Chassidus, the deeper meaning is, Anoichi, who I am, my very self, I have contracted myself, I have taken my essence, who I am, I have transmitted myself through the four letters of Avaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which are the Tzimtzum, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and I made myself Elokecha, your God. Your God meaning I made myself your power. Meaning I inserted myself into you. I, Atzmus, God's very, very essence, has become the power of every Jew. Elokecha means power. Hashem says, I made my very self that transcends the highest Netzalim Elyonim and infinitely transcends them. Elokecha, I have become your Koach. And your chayis, you have the potency of atzmus samahus, of the very essence of God Himself. That's how the Tanya explains. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I become your power, which means it's not just in your neshama. It's something that you can access, you can relate to. You have it in you. I have the power. When a Jew lives a life of Torah and mitzvahs, he is expressing the very essence of the of atzmus himself, of the Eibishter himself. Let's read it, and that is why we have access to everything, because the anoichi has become Elokecha through Matan Torah. Atamaz ekev Matan Torah yedei adibur anoichi Hashem Elokecha nasa kein b'kol echad v'echad miYisrael. This became the reality of every Jew. Shanoichi al yedei shenimshech ba'avaya, through this that he has drawn through the Yudkei Vavkei, hu Elokecha, become your power, koichacha v'chiyusecha, I become your power and your life. But he's asking a question. He's making a big lumdus here. Hold it. It doesn't say Anoichi Elokecha. It says Anoichi Havaya Elokecha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Which, according to what we're learning now, what does Havaya mean? Havaya are the channels, the Yudkei Vavkei, through which every godly influence is contracted. So there's. I want to explain something. There's two levels of contracting. When a teacher is teaching a student, there's two ways to go about it. One way of going about it is you teach, being that the teacher's mind and the student are very far, so the teacher says, you know what, I can't teach everything. I will select a little point and I'll teach that point. And even that point, I'm going to take only the chitzonius of it, the external element of it, and water it down, and then I'm going to teach. That's a tzimtzum. What kind of tzimtzum is that? A tzimtzum when you contract and you're giving a little. That's one tzimtzum. There's another kind of a tzimtzum called compressing. The teacher is not diminishing anything. He takes his entire richness and depth and profundity of what he understands, and he contracts it, and formulates it in a way that is transmittable to a simple, to the student. That's a compression. So it's a whole different thing. He's giving everything he's got, but in a compressed fashion. So Yud Kei Vav Kei, generally there's a Yud Kei Vav Kei where Hashem transmits through. Yud is a tiny little speck, tzimtzum, and then the hey, the vav, the hey, four levels of transmitting, which we once spoke about. So usually the Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem keeps the infinite light back, and what he gave is only a little speck, a little yud, a tiny little, like in creation. Hashem created the world with a little letter hey, with one breath. That means he kept the entire infinite light above, like we said before, Shirayim, higher than the creation, and he releases into the creation only a speck of his light. That's ordinary tzimtzum. But by Torah, it's not that way. By Torah also came through the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. But by Torah, it wasn't that Hashem gave us a little bit. Anoichi, he took his entire self, and what? Contracted it into a formula, into something that is transmittable, and he gave that over. And that's Anoichi Avaya and Lokech. So this is already, even though it's a tzimtzum, the tzimtzum is not leaving anything behind. It's what's it called again? Taking the very Anoichi and transmitting it. However, he says, it's still the Anoichi being processed through the Havaya, through the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, right? So that's his question that he's asking. We're learning now the power to do tshuva, which, as we said before, what does tshuva mean? Tshuva means to access what is beyond Pele, what is beyond Richuk, to access the very essence of tshuva. How do we do that? Because by Matan Torah, Hashem gave Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem transmitted, pumped into our souls His Anoichi, and because through that Anoichi, we can reach the highest levels of Anoichi of tshuva when we do tshuva. But his question he's asking now, it's not the same. The Anoichi of tshuva is the Anoichi prior to its descent into the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Anoichi by Matan Torah has been enclosed and therefore slightly diminished, whatever that means, through it being processed through the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So how can we say that because we got what Hashem gave us by Matan Torah that empowers us to get to the Anoichi Mitzavcha of tshuva? The Rishab, as we've said, this mimer is based on the Rishab's mimer, where he differentiates the Gmailo, that he says how tshuva, when he wants to bring out how tshuva is higher than all mitzvahs, he says exactly that point. He says by Mat, because the tshuva says comes from Hashem's very essence. Because as it says, Asher Anoichi ki Mitzvah Azois, which is referring to tshuva, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha, that the Anoichi, it's coming from a yes. So he asks the question, well, by all the mitzvahs it says Anoichi, because the first Aseres Adibris, which is the source of all the mitzvahs, is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So you hear, you also have Anoichi. So he explains there's a difference. Over there it says Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. By tshuva it says, ki ha-mitzvah zois Hashem Anoichi mitzavcha. There's no Hashem, it's just Anoichi. So you see that what? That when you have an Anoichi not enclosed in Havaya, it's higher and therefore stronger then the Anoichi as it is already compressed, even though it's a compression, that's what I was emphasizing before, even though it's not a contraction, it's a compression, nevertheless, it's still already, it has already taken some adjustment, and any kind of adjustment diminishes it to whatever extent. So then the question is, we're saying now, how is it that we can reach the Anoichi Mitzavcha? Because Hashem has given us that power when? By Matan Torah through Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. He planted in our soul that power to reach. He made the Anoichi be Elokecha, your power. And that's how by using our powers, we can connect to really something. Basically, we have all power to do anything because Hashem gave us the Anoichi. There should be one thing that should be beyond us. We should be able to do everything besides one thing. Reach the Anoichi that is not inside the Havaya. That's his question. Because Anoichi that's not inside the Avaya is higher than the level of Anoichi that is invested in Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That's his question. It's like the Anoichi was drawn in Avaya. And as he explains in the Maimer, the difference between mitzvahs and tshuva l'chol mitzvahs, the difference between tshuva and all mitzvahs. The betshulik ksev asher Anoichi mitzavcha, Anoichi stam, it says Anoichi. U'b'chol mitzvahs ksev Anoichi Havaya. Anoichi k'mo shenimshach ba'avaya. The Anoichi as it's drawn in avaya. Kol mokom nevertheless, al pi ha'yidua. So now he's going to answer that question. How does he answer it? Based on this that we know, sheba hadibur Anoichi klulim kol ha'mitzvahs, that in Anoichi is included all, and when Hashem said Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, we know that in the word Anoichi was included all the mitzvahs. How do we know that? Because it says that Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe taught us the Torah. And Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611 mitzvahs. Torah is Gematria 611. Moshe, Torah, 611 Moshe taught us. Why not 613? Because the first two commandments, Mepi HaGvura Shemanu, we heard them from Hashem's mouth itself. Anoichi v'lo yilcha. Why did we hear Anoichi v'lo yilcha directly from Hashem and not the others? Because it says that in these two mitzvahs, anoichi is a source for all the positive mitzvahs, the vayi alacha is a source for all the prohibitive commandments. So that's why Hashem gave us the general idea, and then the details, Moshe elaborated. All the other mitzvahs are just details of the anoichi and of the vayi alacha. So you see that anoichi includes all the mitzvahs. Now one of the mitzvahs is tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah of the mitzvahs. So tshuva is from the mitzvahs, it is a higher mitzvah than all the other mitzvahs. But it's still included in the mitzvahs. So if the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, which Hashem gave us at Matan Torah, was a source for all the mitzvahs, including tshuva, so you have to say that in that Anoichi lies the deeper Anoichi, the Anoichi of tshuva. Because if this Anoichi transmitted to us those mitzvahs, which means is like this, that in the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha that Hashem gave us by Matan Torah, there's two dimensions to that Anoichi. One, there's the revealed dimension of the Anoichi, and there's the concealed dimension of the Anoichi. The revealed dimension of the Anoichi is the Anoichi as it's vested in Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The inner Anoichi that is not seen in all the mitzvahs is the Anoichi as it stands in its full, in a complete purity, without any kind of adjustment. That Anoichi is there, but it's there in a concealed state, and it reveals itself when we do tshuva. When we do tshuva, we're uncovering a latent power that was hidden and buried in the power that Hashem gave us to do all the other mitzvahs. But it's a deeper power. But it's only emerging when we're doing that. And that is the reason why that from Matan Torah we have the koyach to do tshuva. Because again, tshuva is touching the anoichi as it is divested from Havaya, even higher than the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Anoichi, the very anoichi in its purest state. How can we touch something so high? How can we reach? Because by Matan Torah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, God planted himself into each and every one of us. And when he planted himself in a double manner. An external manifestation of that is Anoichi Havaya, that there is some kind of a diminishment in it. And a deeper element of it is that he gave us the Anoichi as it is not in any way processed, not diminished in any way. And that element will only reveal itself when a yid does tshuva. But it's really there. And that is why the Matan Torah is the empowerment for a yid to do tshuva. That's what he's saying. Again, also the mitzvah of we can say, it includes the anoichi as the anoichi stands in its full right. Higher than the Hamshach and Havaya. Ela shahagilui debchenezu hu b'mitzvah satshuva. It's only revealing itself in the mitzvah of tshuva. That's when it manifests. But it's really there alone. And now from this we'll understand. So from this we can also understand that this then by Matan Torah, it became. Matan Torah had an effect on every single Jew. That what? That God became his power. It's this amazing thing. Your powers are not human powers. By Matan Torah, as long as, again, it's only when we're doing our godly thing. When we're doing other things, then we're just as human as anybody else. But when we're doing our godly things, a mitzvah and so forth, that's when a power much greater than a human being emerges, and that's the power of Hashem's essence, higher than the Esser Spheres, higher than all the worlds. It comes into, because Anoichi Elokecha, Shanoichi Elokecha Kechacha V'chiyusecha, Hu Gam B'chinas Anoichi Shalamayla Mamshacha B'Avaya. Which Anoichi became our power? Even the Anoichi that's higher than the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Oh, now here's the amazing. V'kashara Adam Roitzelis Oirer B'tshuva. And when a person desires to be aroused to do tshuva, and here's the beautiful line. Oid Lefnesha Oisa Tshuva. Even before he did tshuva. Because again, the person is trying to do tshuva, but he didn't do it yet. Again, we're learning that the Eibishter gave us the empowerment. See, by Matan Torah, Hashem didn't only give us mitzvahs. He gave us the empowerment to do the mitzvahs. And how did Hashem empower us to do the mitzvahs? Because he gave us his very self. He gave a piece of himself. He gave his self, and he can do anything. So that's how he empowered us to do the mitzvahs. So the same is also to tshuva. Tshuva involves stirring up awakening, stimulating something so deep and so high. For that, we have to release such a power to do that. How can we ever release such a power to touch something so untouchable, something so deep as the very Anoichi from Hashem? The answer is, Hashem gave it to us by Matan Torah. But He gave it to us and it sits dormant. When is it awakened? And why did Hashem give it to us? He gave it to us so that we could do the mitzvah. So when do we access that power? Not when we did the mitzvah already, because then we don't need it. It's in order to enable us to do the mitzvah. So it's just the thing, when a yid decides, I want to do tshuva, at that moment that he has that will, what happens, the Eibishter, at that moment, he accesses the anoichi of God's very, very, the anoichi that's even higher than Havaya. The anoichi, Misha anoichi. The anoichi in its purest form is now emerges in this human being's power, and through that he can do tshuva. And in which part of his soul does it emerge? Does it emerge in the yechida? Does it emerge in the chai? No. It emerges in his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, because he doesn't, when he wants to do tshuva, he's not in touch with his yechida yet. The yechida is only once he bursts out and he's weeping and his soul suddenly explodes with desire to cleave to God. That's already, he's already in the tshuva. But here he's trying to do tshuva. So all he has connection to is to his conscious self. He doesn't have connection to the super conscious dement parts of his neshama, to the chai yechida. And we're saying that a person's deciding, I want to do tshuva, and he's now going to use his mind and his seichel, as we learned earlier, to start thinking about his relationship with God. And this, at that moment, even to his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, is revealed what power? The power of anoichi. That's something. Nefesh, ruach, neshama is constricted by the body. It's limited in the body. It comes in. It's human intelligence. And even in that, when a yid... See, what he's trying to say is that it's not abstract. It's not beyond you. It's in the simple thought of any Jew. I want to get close to God. That thought has within it a potency and an energy that is of the omnipotence of God. And that's limitless completely. That is there at that moment. And that empowers him to do tshuva, which is to access his chai and his yechida, and through which is the koiches of pella and richuk, which triggers lamaila also the pella arach anpin and atik yomin and all the way up to atzmos itself. But it really begins with the empowerment that the Eibishter gave us, which we access just by wanting to do a mitzvah. We access that power. So by wanting to do tshuva, That's what he's saying. Loi neflesi mimcha. It's not far even from your nefesh, ruach, neshama. That's the beauty of it. Even from your koiches pnimim, even from your seichel, even from the ordinary, regular you, you have power to that which is so transcendental. Yeah, why we're able to do it. See, before he said, you have to say that that's the pirush, or else what is the chiddush? But now he's explaining the mechanism behind it. Why is it? Why are you able to do that? Because the Eibishter gave it to us as an empowerment, as he says. V'kasher Adam roitzel l'sayir b'tshuva oid lefnei shoyis tshuva, even before he did tshuva. Aideze mizgala etzloi shanoichi. It reveals itself then that shanoichi gam anoichi shalamayla mamshacha b'avaya. Even the anoichi that's higher than avaya, he koychacho v'chiyusecha is your power, and he is your life. And just like you couldn't say about Hashem that Hashem can't do anything, so too at this moment, if you only want, there's no such thing that you can't do in regards to connecting to Hashem. That's the clincher. It's shayach also to your nefesh, ruach, neshama. It's not distant, it's not far from you. The other rabbi, karev elecha adav ma'oid b'fichu b'vav chalasoy soy. Shakarov ma'oid. L'kol echad mi Yisrael l'agia l'tshuva. It's close to every Jew to do tshuva. V'loy rak l'dargis ha-tshuva k'mo she-yard aliyas b'pchinas pele v'richuk. And not only the tshuva as it already descended to a state of having somewhat a connection to the world, pele and richuk, elagam l'dargis ha-tshuva asher anoichim etzavcho. Even to that, such of that sublime level of tshuva, of anoichi, even that, you can access it. That's kikarev. That's close to you. Now we'll understand. Now we're coming back to Elisha and the woman. Now that we understand that there is a correlation between the koiches makifim and the koiches panimim, that the koiches panimim, Hashem, that our koiches panimim, even though they're constricted in the body, we should never think of them as limited entities, because in them Hashem embedded the anoichi, and not only, it's crazy, the human being is a physical being. The nefesh, ruach, neshama that's coming into the human being is the most constricted because it's coming into physical body. You know, we always speak about the neshama as it is in Gan Eden. It's expansive, it's powerful, it's strong. The neshama in the body is constricted by as much as our brains can understand. So how much spirituality do we have? Do we know? Do we understand? What is he saying over here? And it doesn't make a difference, even if the person didn't cultivate anything. It's not like a person who... We're talking about someone who needs to do tshuva because he sinned. So he's not just that. There's a glimmer of a glimmer of a glimmer, who knows what, maybe nothing, hardly anything left of his neshama. Water completely wiped out spirituality. There's nothing there. It's just... And nevertheless, in that, whatever is left of his neshama that's in his body, the bisul that's there, that, don't look at it as abyssal, as a little bit. It is empowered not by the spirituality of the higher worlds, not even the spirituality of the world of Atzilus, not even by the powers of Erech Anpin and Atik Yomin and Adam Kadmon and who knows all the Kabbalistic things of where these and the Oirein Seif Shalifnei Atzimtzum, the infinite light that's before the Tzimtzum, it's still light. It's empowered by Atzmus himself, by the essence of everything. And that Anoichi is there, accessible to you at any moment that you want to do. All you need, I want. You know, it's not yet, you haven't yet repented. You haven't even regretted your past. You just say, I want to do tshuva. At that moment, you're accessing. So we're having the most mitzumtzum thing, connecting, and one, with that which has no definitions, and the highest and the literally are connected. Now we'll understand that the koiches pnimiyim of the neshama are wired up with the koiches makif. Just like when we want to do tshuva, what happens? We use our intellect. We use our koiches pnimiyim. And we trigger the neflase and the rechayka, the makif of the neshama. So it works vice versa also. The neshama is crying out to the Eibishter, she doesn't have any koiches pnimiyim. She doesn't have any intellect. She doesn't have any ahava v'yira. She doesn't have any love, any fear. That's what the woman cried to Elisha. She said, my fire died. I don't have any fire. So what did he tell her? Do tshuva. Come to the bitterness of the soul. Get your kelim reikim. Get your empty vessels. And when you're going to get your empty vessels and you're going to break down in tshuva, what's going to happen? You and your children are going to be resurrected. At ubanayich tichye banoyser. You and your children are going to come alive. And we ask the question, what does the children mean? Your avaviyira. How can your avaviyira, how can your koiches panimiyim come alive from your koiches makifim, from your encompassing powers? There's no relationship. Now we understand. Just like in the way in, we begin with our koiches panimiyim and they trigger the koiches makifim, so too on the other way around, once there is already an awakening of the koiches makifim, that empowers the koiches panimiyim. Because the panimiyim and the makif and the panimiyim are not, he says, they're not disconnected. That's the point. Even though this is infinite and that's finite, and they're even though the noiser is makif. The yaserim is ushu makif harochik. It's a distant makif. Makomokim nimshach mimenu chayis kam lekoiches apanimiyim the neshama. This delivers energy also to the impowers of the soul. Ki al yedei atshuva mizgala. Because what does tshuva do? It reveals shanoichi hu alekecha. That anoichi, which is the ultimate makif, is what elokecha. Elokecha means your power, which is the or pnimi, which is our power. Koichacha v'chi yosecha. Just like we said earlier, that you can work the opposite from your koiches pnimiyim. You can evoke and trigger your koiches makif, your powers that are makif. The opposite is also true. As he says, who shekoyches apnimiyim da neshama al yedei haratzin lasas tshuva, through the will to do tshuva, hem ba'oifin are in a manner shal yadam, that through them efshar lahagia lahamakifim, you could reach your makif digger powers. That's the pirish in loy nefleisi mamchava leirachayka. And now it's the opposite. The inyan atu banayach tichye benoyser is when we're working malmaila lamata, from up down. Hu shekoyches apnimiyim chayim, the inner powers are resurrected and get chayis bechayis pnimi, with an inner chayis bahanoyser shenim shachadei hatshuva, with the noyser, with the added light that comes through tshuva. Benoyser demakiv akarav vegam benoyser demakiv arachik, with the extra energy that comes from the out, from the close makif, and from the extra energy that comes even from the distant makif. The Yashloima, we can say shebenoyser nichlo gama etzem shalomai lama hageder demakiv pnimi. Even the essence that's higher than any kind of relationship of makif, because makif and pnimi is shaykh to the light, and then there is the essence which is even higher, and that too is shaykh to your koyches pnimiyim, because anoichi is alokech. The Yesh Lakash is that. So basically, we should realize that our intelligence, our godly intelligence, and our emotions, and all that, are much more than we think they are, even though they're operating in limitation. But there is a power there that's beyond anything, as long as we're using our godly power. The Yesh Lakash is that we can connect this in Pirish Rezal Ala Pasuk. What did Chazal say on that pasuk? That you and your children will live benosar. That this family became wealthy, the family of this woman, that they had enough money until tchias ameisar. So he explains, but the deeper meaning of that, that this kind of resurrection that's happening to the soul is connected to the tchias ameisar. Why? Keep it tchias ameisar. What is going to happen with tchias ameisar? It says that the body is going to, we're not going to have to eat any food, and the body is going to live directly from godly light. It's not going to need to get its nourishment from food. It's going to live from what? It's going to live from the Or Makif. Today's days, we get our chayis from the Or Pnimi. And the Or Pnimi means you digest it in your vessel. To digest it in your vessel, you need to process it. So it says, our bodies live off the food we eat. But it's not really the food that we eat. It's really the, as it says, Kilo el lechem levada yichya adam. Man doesn't live on the food. Man is living on the Dvar Hashem, Kel Moitze Pi Hashem, the word of God that's in the food. There's a spark of divine, of divinity in the food, and that's what we take. But today's days, since the person, the body is finite and limited, so it can only relate to a limited power. So the godly energy has to contract itself and be assimilated in the body, like any ur that comes into a keli. That's why the way we can process this is we need to take the food, and the food gets processed, and that's how the body gets life. When Mashiach comes, we're not going to have to eat, because the neshama is going to be plugged into the Or Makif. The body, not just the neshama, the guf. The guf is going to live. So, Kvitchias HaMesim Yechayas HaGuf Mahasoviv. 59, yeah, as he brings from the... What? For sure. But we're going to have enough money. Yechayas HaGuf Mahasoviv. And through this idea of atu banayich, you and your children will live benoyser. So now we understand the connection. Why this rebooting of the soul that comes from the tshuva that we're talking about is related to tchias ameisim. Because what's going to enable the body to live from soviv energy, which is infinite? How can a finite body live off an unrestricted light? And that's because what's going to precede the coming of Mashiach is tshuva. And tshuva is, how do you do tshuva, we're learning, is that the powers that are the invested powers, the limited powers of the soul, are invigorated and tapping into the endless resources of energy of the greater soul, of the part of the soul that's not in the body. In other words, if we're not doing tshuva, we're serving Hashem like a tzaddik. So then we're using our finite resources in our connection to Hashem. We're using our mind. But in tshuva, we're saying there's a correlation between the koiches pnimiyim and the koiches makif. So you have finitude being energized by the infinite. The Anoichi is becoming the power of Elokecha, of the finite power, which is really not so finite, because if it's deriving its force from the earth, from the Chayas, that acclimates the body to be able to receive from the Ora Seif. That's what he's saying. Again, the inyan va'yaday inyan atu b'nayachtichi b'noisar shachayas dekoiches apnimi nanesham hu b'noisar yeh la'asid lavoi gam chayas aguf ma'asoviv. So la'asid lavoi, the chayas of the guf, will also be from the soviv. V'lo yoyd, and not only that, ela shachayas da haguf yeh na'aliyoisar. The life of the body is going to be even higher than the soviv. Shalachayin ha'nesham atin ezaynes ma'aguf. It's, the nesham is going to live off the body. Today, the body lives off the neshama. When Mashiach comes, the body is going to be transmitting life to the neshama. Why? The Yashleimer. Shezeu gam ha-shayach is the tshuva l'geula asida. That's also the connection of why tshuva is connected to the future redemption, which because Chazal say, Ein Yisrael negalim ella b'tshuva, only with tshuva. Which is mashma that even if we're all tzaddikim, we can't bring Mashiach. It's not because we sinned. That's why Ein Yisrael negalim. It's that the avodah of a tzaddik cannot bring Mashiach. Mashiach requires Balei Tshuva. Ela b'tshuva. What would have been if the Jews would have never sinned? They couldn't have had Mashiach. No, because you don't have to sin to have Tshuva. But the idea is you need the avodah of Tshuva. Mashiach's why? The Ein Yisrael Negalim Ela b'tshuva. Well, Mashiach asal atzav tzaddikaya b'tiyufta. And if everybody's tzaddikim and there's no one to do Tshuva, then Mashiach is going to make even the tzaddikim do Tshuva. It's a lashon of Zohar that the tzaddikim are going to do just the chiddush of Mashiach, which means the tzaddikim are going to ki hamshacha shadei atshuva hu ba'oifin shememena nimshach chayes gam lachoiches pinimim, because the chiddush of tshuva is that the makif invigorates the pinimi. Va'atu benayach tichi benoisa va'ashleim is the gula asidu hu b'tchias ameisim. Since the perfection of the future redemption is tchias ameisim, which the gather of Tchias HaMesim is that the life is going to live on for all of it, the body is going to live on for all of eternity, because it's going to be living off the Or Makif. And that comes through Tshuva. Shechayas HaGuf Yiyah Ma'asoviv. And that can only be from Elechein Haidei Sheyisrael Oysim Tshuva Miyad HaNegolin Begula Amitis Vashleim Adai Mashiach Tzadkenu Yavoi VeYigaleinu VeYelecheinu Kan Memiyas La'artzeinu. He should come and redeem us and take us upright to our land. Ma'agolah didan mamish, literally now. It's interesting, today is the Rishab's birthday, as we were saying in the beginning. This itself, idea that we're talking about over here, that the koiches pnimiyim are taking in and being invigorated by the koiches makifim, by things, is really something that was very, very strongly emphasized in the Rishab. It says that he was the first one who, you know, the Tanya brought Chassidus into Chabad, into intellect. Chassidus, that he's talking to Baal Shem Tov's Chassidus, he's taking godliness that is from the Kesser, from the crown. He's taking the infinite light. Chassidus is Seichel, is intellect. But it's not intellect. It's not grasping ideas that are graspable. It's taking concepts that are not. It's taking concepts that are inherently not within the realm of grasping, not, and nevertheless grasping. He brought what is beyond reason and beyond understanding. He brought alakus, godliness into seichel. But in that itself, there were many levels. Up till the Rishab, Chassidus still remained somewhat aloof. And it was only the Rishab who, in his Chassidus, brought Seich, that's what he said. He brought down Chassidus to a manner, which is Kabbalah and the mysteries of the Torah, that you should. He says that he brought it to a state where you can learn it in the same way you learn revealed part of the Torah, and understand Shor Shanagah Chazapar with the same seichel, with the same processing, and to have such a grasp on it in that same manner. What does that mean? That means that the koiches pnimiyim, which are the powers of intellect, are really invigorated by powers that are beyond. And that was his chiddush and his contribution in making it so much more tangible. Even the seichel of the Nefesh HaBahamas should be able to understand one hand, sometimes you, when you're learning it, you feel like it's lacking the fire, but it's more seicheldig. But that's the whole point, that the seichel should be able to live with that which is essentially beyond the seichel. That's the idea. Okay. Thank you, everyone.